Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 503 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her most recent trip to College Station. We're going to talk about a new addition to my family over the last few days, and we're going to talk about some things that we've watched and read and loved. We would be so happy for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our Southern Living Mood Board episode. There's no new issue this month. So Melanie and I made virtual mood boards using Southern Living articles and recipes because we have a couple of events coming up later this summer. We would be so happy if you stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, there are, I think, single-digit tickets left for our live show in Dallas, just a handful. But we would be so happy to see you there. So you can check out that link in the show notes. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 503. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
When I started the show document for this particular episode, I was like, I don't know one thing that happened this past week. I could not form one cohesive thought about anything that happened. I really had to give it some thought.
In that, though, I feel like there are just weeks, because that's how I felt last week. Like, there are weeks in the summer where you're just like, what did I do? I sat in the air conditioning, you know, like it just feels like it kind of all runs together a little bit in the summertime.
I know. We actually had a really busy, fairly, I would say, in the grand scheme of things, kind of a significant week. But something about the collective experience, I blanked. I was like, I don't know how life proceeded this past week, but alas, it did.
Well, I'm going to tell you that one thing that I did is I went on last Thursday. Gully rode with me just because her birthday was Monday. And so she rode with me because Honey and Big wanted to take her out for her birthday. And I was going to go back up to help Caroline finish doing some more stuff to her apartment. And so we drove to College Station, which was so fun because we, you know, love our time in the car.
Sure.
And so we talked all the way there about all the things. And then we got there and I dropped her off. And then I knew that I was going to work. Now, what I thought I was going to do is we're kind of going to hang this whole gallery wall for Caroline. And several of the pictures hadn't come in. But let me say that we had to make a trip back to her old house to pick up a couple more things that we had left there that we needed to get out. One was this like trailer basket that Perry had let her borrow over spring break like 4 years ago to put on the back of her car because she was driving with some friends to Big Bend.
Yeah.
She didn't even know it was still there. And Perry kept saying, "Do you have my basket?" And she was like, "I don't know. I'm going to tell you that it was on the side of the house and it had been there for so long that like a vine had grown all over it and through it."
Oh.
And so
that's not ideal.
No. And so we had to yank that out of the ground. And she was like, "Let's just put it on the back of your car." And I said, "No, because I'm going to back into something with that thing on the back of my car." I said, "Let's just put it in my car." So we filled my car up with it. And it was like her bow was there that she uses to hunt with and just some other stuff. And then we went to Home Goods to figure out our frames. And I had made a list, you'll appreciate, of all the frame sizes that we needed.
Yes.
But then when we got there, she was like, "Well, do you know which pictures?" Because the frame may determine which picture I want to put in the frame. I hadn't done that. I was like, "No, I just know we need 6 8x10s. You know what I mean? So it was completely disorganized. We managed to buy a few frames. We get back to her house. And so we kind of decided, but then she had ordered this little bar cart thing from Amazon and some bar stools. And so I was like, it kind of makes more sense to go ahead and put this stuff together and we can do the wall later. We started putting stuff together and I put these first little shelves together. They were super easy. It was one of those where you just screw everything in. Like it was just super easy. Did those. Then it got to be about 9:30 that night. She starts putting together the bar stools. I open up the box that has this bar cart. And listen, it's darling. And she wanted to have it because there's a place to put it. And she was going to put her coffee maker, like kind of turn it into like a coffee bar. Have her coffee maker on it, all of her stuff. Because she doesn't have a lot of countertop space. When I tell you that that thing had approximately 365 individual bags of hardware.
I'm so sorry.
And tools. And...
I'm so sorry. That's the worst.
And the amount of times that I would look at Caroline, and you know how the instructions for that stuff can be so vague. And so you look and I'm like, am I putting these wheels in the front or in the back? Like, and you don't want to mess it up because you're like, once it's put together, I don't want to have to redo this. You know what I mean? And so I'm just going to say that I have arthritis that I will never recover from all the little bitty screws.
Did you have to use an Allen wrench?
Yes, I had to use... That was the big flag to me, is when it said, here are the things that you're going to need. A flathead screwdriver, a Phillips head screwdriver, an Allen wrench. I mean, it was like, it had the pegs that you had to put into place. I mean, this thing had a drawer and a door that opened. So it just, there were so many things that could go wrong. And I start putting it together. Caroline has finished putting together all three bar stools, and I'm still working on the bar cart. And I'm like, can you start putting these drawers together? So she comes over, she starts doing that. We finish it. I put the first drawer in. I'm like, perfect. We put the second drawer in. There's like an inch gap that you can tell is not supposed to be there. And I felt my soul leave my body, you know? And I was like, we can't, it's like midnight at this point. And then she realized, she was like, oh, we just need to switch the way we had done stuff. And we had done it wrong. So anyway, it was a quick fix. We got it all put together. But that, listen, it left a mark. The furniture assembly was just...
Oh, it's, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's one of the areas in my own life where I am really quickest to give up.
Yes.
I am so stubborn about so much, but that is not one of those areas.
No.
Give up almost instantly. And if I do make it several minutes into the project, I am not at all embarrassed to give up at that point. I will call for reinforcements. I will ask for help. I hate it so much. So good for you that you stuck with it. Good for you.
We are right in the middle of summer, and I don't know if you know this, but the vegetables are apparently trying to kill us, and so gut health is more important to me than ever. And so what I am not going to skip, even when I'm off my normal routine in the summer, is my AG1. One scoop plus 8 ounces of water every single morning. I've been doing it for 3 years, and I can tell that AG1 makes the biggest difference. It helps me maintain my energy, it supports my gut health, it supports my immune health. It is clinically shown to support gut health and fill in common nutrient gaps. There is just no way for us to eat all the things that we're supposed to be eating to be healthy, but AG1 makes sure that you've got a multivitamin, pre and probiotics, superfoods, and antioxidants. So even though summer is a little bit different, you've got late nights and long weekends and spontaneous plans, AG1 helps you keep one thing consistent. Visit drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free AG1 travel case with 7 free AG1 travel packs and your welcome kit with your first AG1 subscription order while supplies last. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. I'm going to tell you, by the time I got back to Honey's house, I mean, you want to talk about, like, I was like, my neck will never be the same, my lower back, because I was sitting on the floor. We had screws and pieces and things everywhere. And so I said, this bar cart is going to be with you for the rest of your life. I said, I just need you to know that I'm going to need you to cherish and treasure this always. But anyway, it looked really cute. And so it was worth it. But when I tell you, I don't think I've ever seen anything with that many different bags of hardware.
Blessings. Blessings.
And I always, what gets me through is I always think dumber people than me have put this together. You know, I always think certainly somebody dumber than me has managed to do this. So I can do it. But man, but we even turned on, we had food delivered. We just got Torchy's delivered in because we were working. And we turned on the TV and she was like, what do you want to watch? And I was like, I don't know. And we put it on Peacock TV and she was like, oh, the original Little House on the Prairie. She said, this will be good for your nervous system. And so.
Okay. And was it? I've read not great things.
Well, no, it's not the new one. We turned on the original.
Oh, the original. Okay. Yeah. Because the Netflix one I've heard, but
That's what I haven't even started that one. But we turned on the original, which I think Caroline has seen in bits and pieces, but she was never really a Little House on the Prairie, you know, much to my chagrin that she never embraced it the way I did. But we started watching it, and it's that first episode where Ma and Pa and the Ingalls family are crossing the river in the wagon, and Jack.
I appreciate you that you think I've seen it.
They didn't have air conditioning.
I know they didn't.
I'll tell you that. And we were watching it, and it was like Ma and Pa Ingalls and the kids, and the wagon nearly gets swept away, and Pa has to climb out, and Ma is screaming for him, and Caroline was like, this is so dramatic. And I was like, well, yeah, because if Pa drowns, yeah, I said, Ma is just out here with these three children.
Not a great day for Ma at
all. But she's stuck. What's Ma going to do? And I was like, and then the dog Jack goes disappearing. And Caroline looked at me and she said, I need you to tell me that Jack is going to show back up. Because if that dog doesn't show back up. And I said, he does. I'm almost positive he does. And of course, he does. But Caroline said, I've decided. She said, I think some of your childhood trauma and anxiety is rooted in your love of this show. She said, this is stressing me out.
I mean, honestly, maybe it felt like things here aren't great, but they're worse there, you know? Like,
yeah,
that's, the Ingalls have it worse. This is where you and Paige have an overlap in your Venn diagram, my cousin Paige, because she was here a couple of weeks ago just for the night. She stayed with my sister, and I didn't get to see her that morning she was here because I had a couple of things going on that I had to go to. And I asked Suzanne about it later, and she was like, well, Paige stayed in bed kind of late because she was watching Little House.
Yeah.
And it was the one where such and such did such and such. I don't know. I didn't
probably where
it.
Almanzo and Laura fell in love, because those are the best episodes.
I think Almanzo was involved in some way. And I was like, well, some things never change. Paige and Little House, or Paige and the Waltons, you know, she loves them so much. So
fair.
Well, we've had a couple of things happen over the course of the last several days. One is that Friday night I cooked supper for Suzanne and Barry. I just had a lot of vegetables and I wanted to cook vegetables. So I did. And it was absolutely delicious. Not because I cooked it, just because everything was so fresh and so good. So the fresh tomatoes and the fresh corn, and I had a peach cobbler for dessert, and I made Mexican cornbread. It was one of those meals where it's just good. And I think with the summer produce, you know, a lot of times if you cook a big meal and you've had to smell it too much, it's not so delicious when it's time to eat it. Like, you're just tired of it. But the produce requires so little of you, you know?
Yeah,
like,
truly.
That it's actually still good by the time it's time to eat. So they came over. But the big thing that happened with us last week, I can't remember. It was really like last Thursday, maybe. My friend Liz texted me. And she said, hey, I've heard you talk about Oakley, which is Jackson's dog. He stayed here for 2 weeks. I've heard you talk about Oakley on the podcast. And I'm just throwing this out there, like, you know, no pressure at all. But my sister-in-law, and I've known Liz's in-laws family for a long time because I taught several of the kids.
Okay.
Anyway, to make a long story short, they breed golden retrievers in Louisiana. And one of their older dogs, not old, like 4 and a half, they have discovered that this particular dog can't have puppies. And they love this dog. But because they have so many other dogs, they've kind of thought maybe they needed to find a forever home for this dog. Because to be on a, you know, in a, anyway, all that to say, she puts us in touch. I talked to David about it. He's like, interested? And so, and I was like, interested? Because I didn't know. And so, anyway, so I talked to Liz's sister-in-law, and I explained kind of our history with Hazel. And because, you know, I just, anyway, all that to say, she ended up calling me back on Saturday. She texted me right after Suzanne and Barry left Friday night and said, we really think y'all might be a great fit for her.
Oh.
And so, and then on Saturday, she was like, and actually, we're coming through Birmingham tomorrow. Is that too soon? And so we spent most of Saturday getting our house ready for a dog. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff you need. Like, we didn't have Hazel's bowls anymore. We didn't have a dog bed. We didn't have a crate anymore. And mm-hmm. so we got all the things. And so we have a new resident in our house.
Listen.
And she's so sweet. And she's still kind of making her peace with us.
Yes.
In the sweetest way. She's sitting behind me right now.
No.
She's just resting, but she's precious and very, like, her temperament is not like Hazel's at all.
Well, I mean, whose is? let's
she's so laid back. But she also lived on a farm with a lot of other dogs, and so she's, you know, we're just trying to be super, super patient as she transitions into this new way of life. But we had a little bit of a breakthrough last night when we went on a walk. Like, she really loves that. And so we've already been on a walk this morning. And anyway, so I'll talk more about her as she settles in. But anyway, we have a golden retriever.
So exciting.
Is making her way into our family. So we try not to hover, and we're trying yes. not to overwhelm her. Mm-hmm. But between the three of us, we do a lot of checking in on her throughout the day, but we're just trying to let her get used to yes. being here. So,
well, it's like anyway. I said, it's like she doesn't know yet that she has just won some sort of life lottery, you know, well, like where her every whim will be catered to. But she has. So I'm so excited for y'all. I think there's just something about a dog. I laughed because I was telling Perry about it yesterday. And I said, you know, she's just settling in. And Perry said, well, I mean, we've had Mabel for 13 years and she's still settling in.
Yeah.
I feel like in the summer, my skin can get so dehydrated because I don't want to put on like a heavy lotion every day because I'm already sweaty and it's humid. But one of the things that has solved this for me is Osea's Hyaluronic Body Serum. It is a weightless gel serum powered by 5 molecular weights of hyaluronic acid to deliver deep, multi-layer hydration for the body. So if you feel like your skin needs an extra layer to lock in moisture, if you just feel dry or sensitive or crepey or all of those things, sun stress from the sun, Osea's Hyaluronic Body Serum makes the biggest difference. I love that it feels lightweight, it layers easily, it absorbs instantly so you don't feel sticky, and it has been clinically shown to deliver instant 24-hour hydration and instantly boost hydration by 161% after just one use. You can see and feel the difference. It's cooling, it's refreshing, it's weightless, and powerfully hydrating, and it lasts. Osea's Hyaluronic Body Serum is a multi-layer hyaluronic powered hydration for the entire body. And right now, we have a special discount just for you. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. That's code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com.
Yesterday, the first 24 hours were rough for me. The part of me that's like, I just want everybody to feel welcome.
Yeah.
and I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So, and we're not, like, she has a name, but I don't, like, I keep calling her another name. And especially when we're walking, like, there's another name, I don't know. So that's why I'm not saying a name yet, because we just mm-hmm. got to see is that. And so, of course, we have researched, like, is it bad to change their name?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's not, but it's helpful if it sounds similar.
Okay.
And so we're kind of working through that. Right now we have kind of a combination of three names we're using just so she hears them all. And anyway, but she's super, super, super sweet. And so I don't know. What is this life where you have a dog that doesn't, like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bark take your shoes every... when you're trying to leave the house and bark yes. at every leaf and whatnot. So, anyway.
Yes. I know. What would that be like? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? What would that be mm-hmm. like? I always think that with Mabel. I'm like, someday if we get a dog that isn't this high strung, I'm not really going to know what to do, you know?
And I think we saw her because when they brought her to us, they had two of their other dogs with them, and she was very lively with the other dogs. So I know mm-hmm. she's got that in her, But then there was very much a moment after they left when she was kind of like, so I don't know, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a minute. And so we've just been trying to give her the space that she needs. And I'm, you know.
Bless.
And because she's been on a farm, you know, I've got to get her used to walking on a leash and all that kind of stuff. But she's just beautiful. And
yeah. So, that's so exciting. Listen, a new era, a new chapter in the Hudson family.
A new chapter, and little Oakley teed us up for it. So
I love it.
Anyway, so Jackson and Tiffany have checked in a lot because, you know, we like to make everybody as codependent as possible when we have any sort of life transition. And so they've checked in. You've checked in. Steph and Casey keep checking in. Casey has a couple of particular areas where she's really honing in with some prayer right now.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, she's got to figure it out. But anyway, she's darling. So there's that.
Well, we cannot wait. We cannot wait.
I did in a moment yesterday. I don't know if it was a proud moment or if it was a desperate moment. On the big television in the living room, I put on a video of golden retrievers. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was just a lot of sweet videos of golden retrievers. And she really watched it. And a couple of times she sort of whimpered, like, not like she was talking.
But she was excited.
She was excited. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that kind of led to what I felt like was a little bit of a breakthrough for us. So, anyway,
if I could just get those dogs in the screen to come out here. How do I find those dogs?
So I talked to Alex last night. I was like, so do we have any friends who would be willing to do a play date? I think it would be good for her, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So
she had socialization.
Yes. So that's next. But
I know. Because Goldens are so, there's a Golden that lives down the street from us. And that's the one dog Mabes gets excited to see on our walks.
Like,
by and large, she doesn't care about any dogs. She doesn't care for them. But she gets really excited when that Golden's out in his yard. So I think that, you know, it's like they're like the prom queen. Like, everybody loves a Golden.
Aww.
Like, they're sweet. So so a play date might be good. Don't let her watch Homeward Bound, though, because that'll put you in the bed.
Oh, no. That's nowhere on my radar for the immediate or foreseeable future. That's not going to happen at all.
No.
I did, though, when we were waiting for the family from Louisiana to get here on Sunday, and I wasn't nervous, you know, I was kind of restless.
Yeah.
And I watched on Netflix, there's a documentary about Chris Everett Lloyd and Martina Navratilova.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Final Set, and it's about their rivalry in tennis and about their friendship now. And I so enjoyed it.
Oh, okay. That would be interesting.
Because, you know, I was little when they were kind of at the height of I was really young. Maybe not little, but I was really young at the height of that rivalry. And it was so interesting to hear them talk about the behind the scenes of the rivalry and then how it's developed into friendship. And then they've both, over the last several years, they've had difficult health situations that they've been navigating, and how they've leaned on one another. It's a really beautiful testament to female friendship, I think.
Okay.
So
I'm going to put that on my list. All right. So I feel like I have a lot on my list because I have, so I finished The Bear, I'll rewatch
just
it.
Just right.
It was. I feel like there have been several shows that have had their finale where I'm like, they really nailed the finale. Like, you know, you want a show that you love to end well. And I feel like The
Hacks
Bear ended.
Nailed
Hacks,
the finale.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, and I thought The Bear was the same. I just thought it was so good. That's going to be a rewatch for me, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
So I love that. Little House on the Prairie, I've had it on my list. I just haven't had a chance. Now, I will watch it. I will watch it because I know myself. I did start last night. Five Star Weekend, which is the Jennifer Garner. It's based on the Ellen Hildebrand novel, which I read earlier this year and really liked. And I think I could watch Jennifer Garner do anything, though, because she's just, what a delight.
She's comfort. She's comfort television.
She is. And she just always looks so, like, great and all American. And I don't know. She's got a great, just everything about her. I just love her. So I started that. I finally read Dolly All the Time by Annabelle
Monaghan. Is it not the cutest thing?
Oh my gosh. It's one of my favorite books in that kind of, I don't know if you'd call it a rom-com because it's not really a com.
But it has personality.
It does.
It has personality. I love that book.
I loved it.
I thought it was so endearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought a lot of times in those books, and I'm reading a similar kind of genre right now, and it doesn't have the same, like the characters just aren't as rich and developed.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought it did so well, was you really get a sense of who the characters are. And I told you the best friend relationship reminded me so much of You and Gully.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought it did too. It made me laugh.
It rang true to me, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought all the characters, I think Annabelle, I've read several of her books, and I thought she's an example of somebody that I feel like every book I read of hers, you can see her becoming a better writer.
I agree.
Because I thought this was her strongest yet, and I loved that it had some substance to it, and the characters mm-hmm. had substance and depth to them that you could sense. Like I loved the way, like I felt everything that Dolly, the way she felt about her son Gus. Like there were so many different, and that what she felt for her family and her brother Christopher. Like I thought it was a really well done book.
Because it's not just about, like, it's one of those books. It's about falling in love, but it's mm-hmm. really about becoming a more fully realized version of yourself.
Yes.
It's really about how you move through different things that scare you or intimidate you or places mm-hmm. where you're prone to worry. I don't know. It's just, it had a lot happening in a very subtle, enjoyable way.
And I agree.
I thought it was so good. Yeah. So I loved it. Loved it.
I love that. So that's what I've done from an entertainment standpoint. Okay, so here's what's important to me when I'm shopping for groceries and household items. Am I getting a good deal? Is it convenient? And is it going to make me hot to shop? And here's why I love Thrive Market, because the answer is I'm going to save money, it is convenient, and it's delivered right to my door, so I don't have to get out in the heat to get it. So Thrive Market is a membership-based grocery service where you can shop from wherever you are. You just hop on their app. The membership breaks down to just $5 a month, and it gives members access to weekly sales and personalized shopping with filters, auto ship and save, free gifts, and peace of mind knowing there's no junk in any of the products they carry. So instead of paying fees on every grocery delivery order, you pay once for the year and benefit every time you shop. So Thrive Market restricts 1,000+ ingredients, so you don't have to stress over labels or Google every additive. They have an in-app barcode scanner that finds a healthy swap for almost everything you have in your pantry right now, so you can find healthy dupes. Here are the things that are always on my list: the Thrive Market whole grain granola in the double chocolate chip flavor, the Chomps beef sticks, Simple Mills cheddar crackers, and so many more favorites. 90+ filters means that you only see what works for you: high protein, low sugar, GLP-1 friendly, gluten-free, keto, and more. Thrive Market's biggest sale of the summer is happening from July 12th through the 19th, so mark your calendars. You can get 25% off select sale items featuring brands like Chomps, Olipop, Lesser Evil, Simple Mills, Graza, Primal Kitchen, and more. It's the perfect time to stock your summer cart or plan for back to school with the best brands at a price that actually makes sense. But it ends July 19th, so don't wait. Now is a great time to join Thrive Market. With their biggest sale of the summer, get 25% off select sale items. Plus, go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for an extra $20 off your first three orders. But hurry, the sale ends July 19th. I'm going to tell you that Perry and I had a conversation this morning on a fitness. You'll appreciate this as a Pilates aficionado.
Okay.
So Perry was stretching this morning because, you know, he's always mm-hmm. stretching. And he was stretching this morning and he was like, man, my hip flexors. He said, what is it? He's like, they're so tight. Like he can't. And Caroline has the same thing. And I was like, I think maybe it's some sort of genetic thing that y'all can't stretch your hip flexors any better than you can. And that's where y'all are always tight. But then I said, I take that back. I said, I think the reason I can stretch and I'm more flexible is because all the years I spent doing like cheer and dance stuff where I had to be able to do the splits and that kind of
100%.
Stuff and high kicks. And I said, and y'all never did. I said, granted, y'all were probably more athletic, which isn't saying much. But I said, but y'all never had to do those things where you stretched all that out. And listen, and he mocked me and said, had I sent that into any fitness experts? But I think there's something true to that, don't you think?
I absolutely agree with you. I think there's something to it. I think all the time in Pilates how my body in a weird way remembers ballet.
Yes.
And it remembers those stretches and it remembers pliés and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does Perry have one of those nylon bands where it has loops for your hands?
Oh, he does. He does. Okay. Yeah. He's got the bands. I mean, he stretches out and he's gotten pretty good with his, but it's like something about that. You know how like you cross your legs into like a figure four kind of to stretch? Like he, like the lack of range he has getting his knee to move down at all is astounding. Like he said when he, because he was working out with a trainer earlier this year, and he said, and she was like, no, now we're going to push your knee down. And she's like, oh, it really won't go any further than that. Like that's it.
So, but, you know, I think because that sometimes it's hard for me too. Like I was always good. I was always good with a one-legged, like a split on my right leg. Mm-hmm. My left leg was always, that was always tighter. And then I could never do a straddle split.
Yeah. Oh, no, I could never do a straddle split.
And so I do think that there are some ways you're just kind of predisposed to move. Whereas like Alex is super limber. Like if he were stretching that, doing that stretch where you are moving your knee up and down, like the figure four thing, he could like all day long. And for me, like I really have to work at that. So I do think there are some sort of genetic predisposition, but I think that your body remembers that it can do it if you've done it when you were younger.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I used to be able to do a high kick. I used to, now I'm not going to try to do any of those things now. You know what I mean? Like that would be a recipe to get me in the ER, but there was a time, and I still think nothing really feels better. I mean, a good stretch to me, it's just, it loosens a lot of stuff up. But that,
I agree.
I feel like Caroline throughout her athletic career, anytime we had to take her to the doctor for anything, they always said, you need to stretch more. That was always everything. And she, her back's been bothering her. Imagine that, since she slept in that hammock in the Amazon. And who could have seen that coming?
No, not I couldn't have. No.
And the move. I mean, I think from moving and all that kind of stuff. And so she went to a Rosti yesterday and he was like, she was like, turns out I need to stretch more. And I was like, well, who, guess what? I feel a theme coming on, you know?
I did go Sunday. David, well, this is neither here nor there, but David was a little down for the count on Sunday. And so I went to church by myself Sunday morning. And, you know, I like doing that every now and again. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned that before. And then I met our former neighbors from Baton Rouge, Christy and Bobby, who, you know, we were all newly married and we lived next door to each other on this little street in Baton Rouge. And they were coming through town and I went and met them for brunch at the Essential in downtown Birmingham. And listen, we had the best time. It was so fun to see them. Bobby Boudreaux is every bit the character you think he is because it's from having the name Bobby Boudreaux.
Yeah.
And, but Christy and I text all the time. You know, we've never not been in touch since we moved from Baton Rouge 26 years ago at this point. But had the best time. But we had the best food at the Essential in Birmingham that I want to mention it. And you and I have been to the Essential. We went with all your birthday club friends after we went to the baseball game that time.
That's
we
right.
We went for dinner. But Christine, Bobby, and I met for brunch, and I got Eggs Benedict. They got an Eggs Benedict and a fried chicken biscuit, and then they split both so they could try both. It was so delicious. And so they had these honey butter pancakes on the menu.
Oh, yum.
And I'm not a pancake person by and large. But at the end of the meal, Christy said, hey, to our server, she said, can we get an order of those honey butter pancakes to go? She was thinking like we could have a bite and then they just take them with them on the road, you know, and maybe have a snack.
Yeah.
And anyway, when he brought them, we opened the container and she was like, oh yeah, those aren't making it out of here. I'm going to tell you something. That was the most melt in your mouth, like just delicious pancake. It was so good, so fluffy.
That sounds good.
I know. And I will never order a pancake or a French toast anything at a restaurant. I just always go more savory. But they were so good. So I just wanted to say, if anybody's coming to Birmingham and you want to go to brunch, make yourself a reservation at the Essential. It was unreal delicious. And also, I got an iced latte that was so good, I ordered a second one.
That's high praise.
Really good. Yeah. So that was fun. So fun to see them. So fun. I mean, of course, you know, when we lived next door to one another, we were all newlyweds, and we would go to Jason's Deli on on, I can't remember the name of the street, on Jefferson Highway. No, yeah. Not that. So on Corporate in Baton Rouge, because that was a big night out for us, was, you know, Jason's Deli. And so, and now they have two boys who are grown and, you know, have started their careers. And of course, Alex just finished college, and it's just fun to reconnect after, you know, so much life. So
yeah, we've lived a lot of life.
Lived a lot of life. We have, for sure.
While we were moving Caroline, one of the things she mentioned was how much she still loves the Helix mattress that we bought her when she first moved into her college place 4 years ago. Because here's the thing, a good night's rest sets you up for a great day, and Helix has solved so many sleep issues, night sweats and back pain and motion transfer. It's just a genuinely great, comfortable mattress that is so convenient. So whether you need to refresh your own bed or a guest bed, or if you're buying a bed for your college kid, I cannot say enough about Helix and how much it helps you sleep better. A study that they ran found that 82% of those involved saw an increase in their deep sleep cycle while sleeping on a Helix mattress. Their award-winning Helix is the most awarded mattress brand, tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. You get free shipping and seamless delivery. Helix delivers your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. So they have extended their 4th of July sale just for our listeners. You can get 27% off site-wide if you go to helixsleep.com/bigboo. That's 27% off site-wide now through August 2nd. That's helixsleep.com/bigboo.
I laughed about this, and maybe somebody can relate. So yesterday, I was, it was Gully's birthday. And so she had said, I was like, what do you want to do? And so I was like, do you want to go to lunch? So we went to lunch, and then her son Jackson is getting married in February. So she was like, can we just go to a store and just, she said, I just want to try on some dresses, like just, you know, to kind of start figuring out, because I do feel like online shopping, you have so many more options and stuff, especially because she knows there's kind of a certain color that she needs to get. Yeah. And so, but she was like, I just want to try on some different like dress silhouettes to see what works. And so I was like, great, we're going to go do that. Well, before Perry was home, I was getting dressed, and I'd thrown all my hair on top of my head in just a random chip clip configuration just while I was putting on my makeup and doing all my stuff. And then I put my dress on, but I kept my hair up just because it gives it extra volume. And I'd put some dry shampoo in there because it was a situation. And so I kind of kept coming in and out, whatever. And Perry just kind of kept looking at me and smiling and, you know, whatever. I was like, he's like, your dress is pretty. I was like, thanks, whatever. And so at the last minute, I went in and I took my hair down and I just kind of ran a brush through it. And I walked back out, and he said, oh, thank God. He said, I thought you were... He said, I really thought that's how you were going to wear your hair. And he said, and I didn't want to make you feel bad, but I was like, that just looks terrible. But I said, tell me that you have a menopausal wife. Like, the fact that he was afraid.
Listen, I love when they feel compelled to weigh in on the hair. Yeah. But they know better, you know?
Like, he was like, I was just going to let it go. He said, but yeah. I was like, man.
And that was
like,
that was the right choice. That was the wiser course. But yeah. It tickles me every time. Like,
yeah.
That slow, silent dread of like, surely she's not gonna. Yes. Surely she's not gonna.
And he just kind of kept giving me this like smile. And I was like, what's happening? But I was like, oh, he was like, oh, wow. She really is going to leave the house with her hair looking like that. And I was like, when have I ever left? And he's like, I know, but I just thought if you're trying a new thing, I didn't want to make you feel bad.
And listen, I would say the menopause, it does make you prone to try some things maybe you wouldn't have tried before. And
that
I would
is
just
true.
Point to the bird feeders on my deck is evidence. You know?
Yeah, that's, and listen, honey is really concerned about you. She thinks you need to get a bird fi because she
has Gully
one.
Texted me and told me that she feels like I need one. Mm-hmm. And we've also had listeners who've like, listen, I've ordered safflower seed because our listeners have let me know that I will get pairs of cardinals if I use the safflower seed. I hadn't put it out yet.
Okay.
But I'm figuring it out. I told Gully I needed to know that this is actually going to be something I stick with before I invest in technology that is connected to this. So
that's fair.
Anyway, but I do think it's going to stick because there was a day last week when I got home and the first thing I said to David was, how are the birds? So
I feel like that's a good sign.
But he can see from where his desk is, the main bird feeder, he has a view. And so he really... you know, he's on a lot of calls and he can look out there and kind of check in and see. And so anyway, we've really had a lot of finches.
Okay.
A large finch population, and still occasionally a run in with a squirrel, but they've really gotten to where they kind of stay on the ground beneath the bird feeders and search for the, you know, the husk and the shells and whatnot. So
okay, well, that is fascinating. Well, honey, she was showing me all about the bird file. How it'll, your phone alerts you, it tells you what kind of bird. It's also a camera. It shows your whole backyard, so you can see anything that's happening in your backyard.
Sister has one.
That's I thought Suzanne had one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay, well, on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. There are no bird-related items in this round of five favorites, I don't think. That's probably a relief to some of you, but maybe a disappointment to others. The first thing is I want to pass along this peach cobbler recipe that I made this past Friday night. I'm making it again tomorrow night when Casey and Steph are coming over. It's fresh peach cobbler with a hot sugar crust. Let me tell you something.
Yum.
I saw on TikTok, on the All Recipes TikTok, I love those. And there's a woman named Nicole who makes all the recipes. She's very easy to watch. And anyway, so I almost always stop and watch those. And she made this a couple of weeks ago. It popped up on my TikTok and I was like, oh, that looks interesting. So I made it. It is so good. It's that you make a, you know, you put your peaches in, you mix them up with some sugar and some cornstarch and all that. Then you make your crust and you spread it out on top. Then you sprinkle sugar on the crust and then you pour hot water on top. And it makes the crispiest, like, it's almost like a little bit. It reminded me almost of when you have like a creme brulee and like you can knock your spoon on the top. And it is so good. And David, who I think is a little bit of a cobbler connoisseur, he was like, hey, I think this is the best one yet. So it's a great recipe.
Okay.
I left the cinnamon out of mine because I don't like cinnamon in a cobbler. I think it's cinnamon.
Yeah,
has
I don't
other,
really either.
I think it does some things really well, but cobbler, it's not. That's not for me. So I didn't put cinnamon in it. But other than that, I followed the recipe to the letter, and it's fantastic. And it's easy. Okay. It's like, it's the best of all worlds. So. Okay.
This sounds, I love something with a, like, I do Reed Drummond's blackberry cobbler, and that you sprinkle sugar on the top of it. Now, it's not as, but just it's, I love when it's got that crunchy crust on top. So this sounds, I may make this. This sounds delicious.
It was delicious. So I got peaches today to make another one.
Okay.
The next thing is, and I meant to mention this last week and I forgot, but when I made steak for Jackson and Hudson and Alex and David and me too, but when I did that before they left last week, I love the Better Than Bouillon products, the beef and the chicken and all that. I use it a lot when I cook.
Yeah.
But that same company has done this Better Than Marinade and the Prime Steakhouse flavor. I don't use a lot of pre-made marinades because of like sodium, sugar,
MSG,
you know, all that.
Yes.
MSG, all that. This one's excellent. And when I tell you, I barely put a tablespoon on each steak. I was just trying to add a little bit of flavor. And so I like actually measured the marinade. I was not trying to drown a steak in marinade or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I just put a tablespoon on top of each steak and spread it and then put it in the refrigerator overnight. It was the best flavor, just subtle and not too garlicky, not too sugary. I don't like a super sweet marinade, but it's not expensive. I got it at Walmart, but it's a really good pre-made marinade. I thought it was delicious.
Yeah.
And you could also use
good.
It as a steak sauce if you wanted to.
Okay.
Last month on Patreon, I mentioned that I was having a bit of a flirtation with a dress. And I thought I was going to have to order it, but I didn't really need it. But I did, in fact, order it, and I do, in fact, love it.
Okay.
So it's the Xenia Gingham mini dress. It's from Frances Valentine.
I love this dress.
It's so cute. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to wear. It has no zipper. It has no button. You just slip it on over your head. It's lined, and but not like it's not super heavy, but like you don't need to slip underneath it. Like you can't see through it. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. It's got the fun elbow length sleeve. So you could, you know, you don't have to worry about any sort of specialty undergarments or anything like that. It's just such a fun summer dress. And I'm really glad I got it before it went all out of stock. So they have a blue and they have a green. I leaned toward the blue because I always do. And I thought, no, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to get the green. So I got the green.
Oh, cute. Oh, I love a green.
And I really love it. So okay.
It's really cute.
It's just, it's different than a lot of other stuff that I have. And so, yay for that. Thumbs up, Frances Valentine, for your good work.
Okay.
The next thing, this is just a practical little item, but before Mahjong last week, I was having supper for everybody, but I was like, I'm really in a bad spot with my serving spoons. I've picked up serving spoons over the years, like at estate sales and stuff like that, but they just all look like they've seen better days.
Yeah.
So I ordered this 4-piece serving spoon set from Amazon. They're stainless steel, nothing fancy, but I thought, why is it taking me so long to order some serving spoons that don't look like they've been through a war?
Yes. Isn't that what we do, though? This measuring cup years ago?
$15.
Yes.
And suddenly I have these 4 new serving spoons that look clean.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that taking me so long?
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage everybody, maybe it's time for a serving spoon upgrade. Maybe we don't have to look like we found something in our grandparents', you know, cellar. Not that that stuff isn't fun and it doesn't have character, but like sometimes it's just nice to put out something that's newer.
Yeah.
And cleaner.
I'm going to say for those of us, because you and I are the same, if you're on the precipice of your 30th wedding anniversary, and you haven't done a refresh of some things that you got at a shower, it might be time to treat yourself.
I really can't encourage it enough. I was watching everybody fix their plates. I was like, look at those clean serving spoons.
Yes, like $15.
And I can put them in the dishwasher, you know?
Even
and
better.
And I have. Uh-huh. And they have them in gold, too, which those are cute. I just got the stainless steel. So, and 2 are slotted, so you can serve vegetables or whatever. Anyway, for $15, you can really feel like you've done something.
Okay.
So, love it. That's that. And then my last thing, also Mahjong adjacent, our friend Kelly brought this wine with her. And, you know, I'm not a big wine drinker.
No.
But it's a salty blonde. It's called like a bubbly or an effervescent Sauvignon Blanc. Oh. It's got a little bubbliness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a screw top wine. Kelly called it a porch wine.
Okay. Love that.
But listen, it's light and it's lemony, and it also doesn't have a super high APV, so it doesn't make me flush. Kelly had it and everybody loved it. And so I went and bought 2 bottles of it the next day at Trader Joe's. And so I think if you're not like, if you don't like a super strong wine, or if you just don't, you know, or if you just don't like if you like a very light wine, this is a delicious option. And it's got some bubbles in it. And so
I love that.
So I thought, well, that's a fun little thing to have around in the summer. And so I've got a bottle on hand to have tomorrow night when I play Mahjong with Casey and Stefanella. And I just think it's just a fun little new to me thing that's very summery.
Listen, I love a Sauvignon Blanc in the summertime. It is my favorite. And I also love, and this sounds a lot like, I want to see if I can find it, because I love a Portugal white wine in the summer because it's that same thing. It's a little bubbly, like not like a Prosecco, but just a little bit. And it's lighter. And so you can have a glass without, like you can have 2 glasses and it's not
a super high
alcohol content. Yeah. This.
Yes.
Yeah. I really look for this.
As somebody who flushes, you know, with most products that have alcohol, to have something that's like really just more refreshing than anything and to not flush. What a gift. What a dream.
Yeah, what a treat. Both these are excellent. This is a great summer list, I feel like.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it for this week, y'all. But we'll be back next week, and maybe we'll have a for sure dog name by then.
Yeah. Yeah. Have an update on how she's settling in. And
I'm so tickled because we recorded Patreon and we recorded this, and she's been in here with me the whole time.
Okay. Listen, so, welcome to the podcast.
Yes. Welcome. Yeah. And y'all haven't heard her, but Costco delivered something and you haven't even heard her.
No.
How about it?
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. Breaking in doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.